Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue and shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this Sunday, the Transfiguration of Our Lord. Today we come to the end of a liturgical season, that of the Epiphany, or revealing, of Jesus as Christ, the Messiah, foretold in the Old Testament. We observed it as the 12th day of Christmas, January 6th, when we celebrated the visit of the Magi to the Christ child. On Sundays following, we heard of his baptism and teaching and miracles that he performed in his early ministry. Today we hear of his transfiguration, at which time he talked with Moses and Elijah, who had died centuries before. Only Peter and James and John were with him to witness this. One more revelation of Jesus, the Son of God. In the Old Testament reading for today, we hear God repeating his promise to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob to give them the land that Moses could see from Mount Nebo. He was the greatest prophet in Israel, but a greater one than he was yet to come, as we hear in today's epistle reading. We sing of God and his promises in the hymn, The God of Abram Praise.
A reading from the 34th chapter of Deuteronomy. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, all Naphtali, the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain, that is, the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. And the Lord said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to your offspring. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And he buried him in the valley in the land of Moab, opposite Beth Peor. But no one knows the place of his burial to this day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was undimmed and his vigor unabated. And the people of Israel wept for Moses in the plains of Moab 30 days. Then the days of weeping and mourning for Moses were ended. And Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the people of Israel obeyed him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses. And there has not arisen a prophet since in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face, none like him for all the signs and the wonders that the Lord sent him to do in the land of Egypt, to Pharaoh and to all his servants and to all his land, and for all the mighty power and all the great deeds of terror that Moses did in the sight of all Israel.
Thank you.
Today's epistle reading speaks of Moses as being faithful in all God's house as his servant. But Christ is faithful as a son over God's house. We are God's house, redeemed by the death and resurrection of Jesus. The hope of which we boast is our faith in Christ's redeeming sacrifice for our salvation. In the hymn, "Lord Jesus Christ with us abide," we pray that he will remain with us.
A reading from the third chapter of the letter to the Hebrews. Therefore, holy brothers, you who share in a heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession, who was faithful to him who appointed him, just as Moses also was faithful in all God's house. For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as much more glory as the builder of a house has more honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but the builder of all things is God. Now Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant to testify to the things that were to be spoken later, but Christ is faithful over God's house as a son, and we are his house if indeed we hold fast our confidence and our boasting in our hope.
Gospel reading presents us with the transfiguration of Jesus. This occurred shortly after Peter had confessed that Jesus was the Christ. Jesus had foretold his death, and he told his disciples to take up their cross and follow him. He brought Peter and James and John with him onto a mountaintop. The appearance of his face and clothes changed. Moses and Elijah appeared, talking with Jesus, and a voice from a cloud announced, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." The hymn, "All Praise to Thee, For Thou, O King Divine," sings of both the humble state of Jesus and also as being highly exalted over all creatures.
A reading from the 9th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face was altered, and his clothing became dazzling white. And behold, two men were talking with him, Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and those who were with him were heavy with sleep, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. And as the men were parting from him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. As he was saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, my chosen one. Listen to him. And when the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent and told no one in those days anything of what they had seen.
That we heard at the end of this hymn will not be heard throughout the 40 penitential days of Lent. This Wednesday we observe Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. We thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school are offered immediately following the service for all ages. This coming Wednesday is Ash Wednesday and will be observed with a worship service beginning at 6:30. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, you can joyfully sing Alleluia